Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And as always, it's a joy to have all of you with us on what I would have to say would be a bright, sunny day where I am. And hopefully you all are experiencing that same thing. We have had such a wonderful, wonderful year with the different guests that we have had. And we always like to say thank you so very much for all of your, I would say, not just support, but that's the biggest part of it. It is that we have gained such friendships through these years. And those friendships have become very, very, very special. And with that, we have gained the special, special, what would I say? There's a word that Tom, my business partner, and I use. And it is something that is actually has been with us for quite a long time. And the call that I got this morning, the reason I'm mentioning all this and then going on, is that we had gotten a call from a longtime friend this morning who saw our information as far as the show that was coming up today. And this person has been around us for years, and they know that the times that we have expressed that have been very special have been because of the heartfelt, and I'm putting emphasis on the heartfelt uniqueness of those relationships. And what has happened through these years is that those relationships have grown stronger and stronger, even though many of us do not see each other as frequently as we would like. So what I wanted to do with this particular interview is to bring back some of that energy. And not only that, but we are a part of what you're going to hear about today, a part in a way that not only brings up the past 25 or so years, but also to the present moment with what is going on in our world, as we all know, and the impact that we can have on what is going on in the world today. And this is really what this interview is all about, and it incorporates a number of things. But I'm going to stop there for a moment and just mention that you are listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. And we have been given this mission over these 30 plus years already, which is to educate the public about preventive and natural health, personal growth, and positive news. And through that, we have been able to, I guess I would say, realize that what has happened through these years is that many people have become more awake, more grateful, and living lives that are more in alignment with what they have always wanted. So with that said, I wanted to go ahead and make sure, because the person who called me this morning said that she was definitely going to be listening and she was sharing it with her family members and so forth. And I wanted to just make sure that we also give you our contact information for anything that not only that you're hearing on the show today, because you'll be able to, you know, email us and inquire in that way. But the contact number is 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And we're going to share the website where you can actually go and learn more about what you are hearing today. So what I'm going to do right now, if you can bear with me for a moment, because I am on my computer and I am needing to do something here that normally doesn't show up. So if you can all bear with me, that would be awesome, please. Okay, bear with me one moment, please. Okay, let me see what we can do here. Okay, I need to, this sometimes happens, it's just a little glitch. Bear with me one moment here, please. Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to, Okay, I think we have it, and I so apologize. This has been a little bit of a weird time for computers, and I think we all know what that might be about. So I'm looking, and I see all the different callers that are calling in to listen in. So thanks so very much for that. And we're going to go ahead and bring in Lance and Lyndia. Let me go ahead and do that now. And hopefully they are on the other end. Okay, Lance and Lyndia, are you there?
We're here.
Hi, Marcia.
I'm so sorry. You know, it has been such a crazy couple weeks. In fact, I don't think we've had a couple weeks like this in a very long time. So thanks for your patience. And we have such an awesome, awesome interview today, and I'm very excited. So I'm just going to go ahead and move into this, and you two can share back and forth the way that you feel is best for the both of you. What I love to do is just sort of lead the way, and you all can elaborate. First of all, I want to again say to the listeners that Lance and Lyndia, we have been friends for many, many years. We all met way back when we were part of the Light Force Spirulina days with Dr. Christopher Hills. And since that time, Lance and Lyndia have carried on in a way that is so very special. And this is mainly what this interview is about, and bringing it to the present moment, that present moment being how New Phoenix Rising is unique, sustainable, and leading from the heart. So Lance and Lyndia, I'll sort of give you the floor, and I would love to start with, what exactly is New Phoenix Rising?
Well, thank you first for having us on the show, and I'm sure Lyndia will have a little bit to add to this, what I'm about to say, but New Phoenix Rising is many things, but I think a good way to start would be to read our mission statement, which is to feed the hungry in body, mind, and soul. And what that really means is it means that what we're concerned about is helping people to wake up. And feeding people's bodies is often a first step in that process. And a lot of times people have been raised thinking that they don't have a lot of power in themselves, or that they can't, make a difference in their own lives, much less in other people's lives. And so this is a vehicle for people to become empowered about their health and also about many other things. And I would add that this is also a continuation of the work of Dr. Christopher Hills, who basically was a man who, and I encourage the listeners to go to Wikipedia when you have time and look up Christopher Hills. Make sure you put the S on the end of Hills, because there's another person in there named Christopher Hill who's very boring compared to Dr. Christopher Hills. If you get to his page, you might be a little confused. But Christopher Hills has a great little short bio on Wikipedia, and it gives a great sense of who this person was. And we were, all of us, so fortunate to just to be around him, but also to learn from him and by his example of what he was creating, which was a better world in so many ways. And so this is also a continuation. New Phoenix Rising is a continuation of Christopher's work in all the ways that we can. And of course, it's also a nod to his book, Rise of the Phoenix, one of his many books, which he was a prolific writer. We know of at least 30 books that he wrote. Many of them are 1,000 pages long each. So you can imagine. And he told us once that he had many, many other books written. They just weren't, you know, they were in note form. They weren't fully produced.
Yes.
So
yes,
anyway,
yes.
So this is what we're about. Lindy, I know you want to add something to this, so I'm going to stop talking here.
Well, I'll just add
something.
Marcia, I'm sure you'll remember this, but LifeForce's initial customer service was called the Open Heart Line. And
yep.
I love that because, and we recently reinstituted it just due to all of the changes and the lockdowns that are going on all over the country. You know, we're really here to serve. And serving people is not just about getting spirulina in their bodies, although that is a very important part of it. It's also about assisting people in their process of growth. And so we do that using business as a model, but really it's very good for anything, for however you're living your life. And so our, you know, we work with people. We have a fabulous training program written by Lance and Christopher Hills V, our mentor, Christopher Hills' grandson, who also works with us. And so we're about a vision of a better world, spirulina being a part of it, other really fabulous nutrients and also devices like our EMF device to really give assistance to people in their process of growth. So I'm excited about being here. I'm excited about talking about spirulina, Biolumina, and Marcia, you know, and you're as versed on this as we are, that spirulina in and of itself, I'm now over 30 years of studying it, and I am still amazed at what we know about it, what the benefits are. And people will call here, and because we can't give medical advice, we can say to someone, any disease, any condition you have in your body, if you type that in, go online, you're going to find a medical or a scientific research paper about it now. Now, we started out, and Marcia, you and Tom were part of this, with hardly anything other than some Japanese research that had been done with spirulina. You remember the time.
Oh,
and
God,
so now we have research from all over the world on it. And although we still can't make any claims, we can definitely, you're going to hear from people about their wonderful, wonderful results. And so we're here to serve, we're here for results, we're here to just give assistance, play, have fun, especially now that's very important in the world that we're living in. So Marcia or Lance, back to you.
Well, first of all, I want to say that there's a lot of heart coming through this interview, and there's a lot of love, and everything that Lance and Lindia just shared with you is another example of the strong heart connection that we all have. One of the absolute things that stands out about being a part of LifeForce and all the people that came together is that heart string grows and grows and grows. It doesn't get any thinner. It just keeps getting thicker and thicker. And this day and age, Lindy, like you just said, oh my goodness, are we being given some huge opportunities. But, you know, before we roll back over to Lance and or to hear more from Lindy, I wanted to go ahead and share the write-up that I had put together or basically had taken from their information. Because I feel that it sort of summarizes and that's what makes New Phoenix Rising unique. It really does come down to simplicity and empowerment. the key to creating sustainable prosperity is leading from the heart while teaching simple actions to support and empower a person to live from what I love to say, from the inside out. As these values are integrated, it becomes a seamless experience, an expression of our inner joy. At the core, New Phoenix Rising is a pathway from the old paradigm to the new. This is evident in our social initiatives and in the way that our opportunity is a vehicle to return home. Many people have become disheartened, both business-wise and social collective marketplace-wise, that can that they feel can exist today. And though the intention within both New Phoenix Rising's products and opportunity, we have manifested a great treasure, let me just put this down here, that we wish to share with others. We aim to inform our communities that there is a new way and a better way of being that is very much a part of what the vehicle of New Phoenix Rising is all about, to lift the limits off of our consciousness and merge into creating reality without condemning restrictions so that we can live life of a life of infinite possibility. Our infinite possibility is more available when we are healthy in mind, body, and spirit. And because we are physical, it does matter what we put into our mouth. There is a long time saying that I love, quote, "You are what you eat and how the body uses it," end of quote. We are made according to nature, and nature is how we are to live. This interview is a beautiful example of how putting the most beneficial things into our bodies, minds, and spirits is the major key to peace, health, within and without. And I had asked for people to share this, yes, live interview that we're having right now, but the awesome part about this too is that it is being recorded and is up on the archived section where people can listen to it 24/7. So Lance and Lindia, I just felt that I wanted to share that. And I know I added that last part to it because I felt it was quite appropriate. So a business model, you know, this is the thing. This is the thing from the very beginning. So can one of you go ahead and just kind of take the floor and expand a little bit in regards to the business model?
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. And I just want to give just a tiny bit of background. I'll keep this brief, but for those who
Absolutely.
Don't know about the spirulina, Christopher Hills back in the 50s and early 60s was working on microalgae as a way to feed people, and then realized through his research that spirulina was the algae, in fact, that they were looking for, he and his Japanese partner, Dr. Hiroshi Nakamura. And Christopher was also involved in consciousness research. And one of the things he did, of many, was to look at ways to enhance the spirulina. First thing he did was started looking at the compounds in it. And, of course, there were many discoveries made. We don't have time to go through that whole history here today, but I'll just say that one of the most key things that he discovered was this blue pigment. And I say discovered, I don't mean to say that he invented it. Nature did. But he realized the importance of it. Scientists now are just beginning to realize the importance of what Christopher understood way back in the 80s and even earlier. And in fact, he sponsored some research about this extract that I'm about to mention at Harvard University, and they did some amazing things with it. But this extract called phycocyanin and the blue pigment was one of the key things, discoveries that he made. And he also enhanced the spirulina with something called radionics. Now, one of the things that we did in New Phoenix Rising when we realized that life force needed to continue in some form, and we sort of reincarnated it, you might say, with New Phoenix Rising, is we wanted to continue the traditions, both of those. And so we have been able to, through, again, a long story that I won't go through right now, create a spirulina that has so much of the blue pigment in it that even many of the gurus on the internet don't understand. They don't even know it's possible. And so the spirulina that we have has 20% or more phycocyanin in it naturally by weight. That is off the charts compared to anything else that's out there. And by the way, 2/3 of the spirulina sold in the U.S. right now is coming from China. It gets rebranded under many different names, but I don't recommend it. So this, the phycocyanin is one thing. The second thing is that we have created this amazing alliance with a group of quantum physicists who've created a process that we call quantum infusion that actually works through the body's meridian system and is scientifically verifiable. And in fact, in the last 2 years, the work has actually been accepted by a mainstream medical journal in Europe. So this is that's all I'm going to say about that for right now, because I want to talk a little bit about what you just mentioned, the business model. So the business model is based on what human beings naturally do, which is when they find something good to share it with other people. This is our natural state of being. If you look at children and what they do, you know, before they become socialized, that's what they do. They share things with that are beneficial with each other. And so we have a business model that is kind of the grown-up version of that. And, of course, most people have heard of network marketing or multi-level marketing. And to some, it has a negative connotation because for some people, they get so fixated on the money because, yes, there is a tremendous freedom and money, you know, the ability to earn a lot of money in it. But the beautiful part of it is when we realize that the money is a byproduct of helping people. And I think that's what that's why Christopher Hills got onto. Did you want to jump in there, Marcia?
Oh, go ahead, Lyndia.
Or was that Lyndia? I'm sorry.
No, that was actually Marcia. No.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think that's what Christopher Hills had in mind when he formed Life Force Company, which is this is a model that we can actually assist our whatever you want to call it. I like to call it brother sister souls because we're all souls. You know, we're all having this human experience, but we're all also all souls. And we're here to grow and learn. And part of how we do that for ourselves is by helping other people to understand what we've learned. And so we've created a business model that supports that and so that you can actually free your time. And Lyndia and I, when we were distributors in Lifeforce Company, we had a lot to do with founding many nonprofits because we had the time to do that. We didn't have to get paid for it. So anyway, it's a tremendous thing. And right now, I just want to mention one more thing because I know our time is short here. And that has to do with something that we can't really talk about in complete depth because we're not supposed to because of the rules of our society right now. But a few weeks ago when this whole situation started with this virus that everyone is aware of, we got a call from a researcher who said, "Do you know about this research?" And we said, "No, what is it?" And he shared it with us, and basically it's just published in February, people doing research with the phycocyanin, and the which is what's in spirulina, and this and the virus. Now, we're not allowed to put this on our website. In fact, there's actually people right now actively going after companies who are talking about anything, any natural product in relation to this virus. So, yeah, I mean, I have two articles that came in today about that from two industry publications. So we don't say anything about it other than this is public information. And, Marcia, I'm sure you can send people a link to it who are interested. But it is fantastic to know that we can empower ourselves and build our immune systems right now with something as simple and powerful as bioluminous spirulina.
And,
Marcia...
Go ahead, Lyndia.
I was just going to say that there's so much that we could share about Biolumina. And so I'm going to invite your listeners to go online and just type in benefits of spirulina. And then I'm going to just address a few other things that I think are really important, especially right now. So first of all, spirulina is thought to be 3.6 billion years old. That's with a B. And the reason that's important is that it's had a long time to gain wisdom in how to not just survive, but also thrive. And so it's very adaptable. And it's good for all of us to remember that, because right now we're being challenged to be really adaptable with all the things that are going on. And so it has some attributes in it that will really assist in that regard. And so a couple of them that I'm going to mention is, first of all, it grows where nothing else grows. And so what's important to me is when we put it in our bodies, that's actually how we're supposed to grow too. We all come here with our own mission. And our mission is, there's nobody else on the planet who can do it other than us. And so by learning to honor ourselves and our individuality by growing where nothing else grows, is that it helps to clear the way for us to really stay on what our path is rather than being enticed to go in another direction. Another reason that I love spirulina is that it gives a lot more energy back to Earth than what it consumes. It cleans the air by absorbing toxins. That's a reason you need to know where it grows, especially when you're considering buying some from China. And it also generates a lot of oxygen. Algae actually produces more oxygen on the planet than trees do. And so it's really important, and it uses very little water when compared to other plants. This is one of my favorite things about it, is that it has just a stunning shape. And the shape is a spiral, and it's a very tight spiral when it's hot and when it's good. When it gets cold, it actually loses its spiral. And so to me, that means that when it's being nurtured, it's in that beautiful spiral shape. When it isn't, it kind of loses its ability to function as a spiral. And really, that's us. That's our human nature. When we're nurtured, we really thrive. And so it also reminds us that we have the ability to move into higher realms of consciousness or to go down if the choices we're making are not in alignment with our souls. And so it just is a reminder to us every day to be there. One other attribute, and then I'll get off and let Lance say something, and Marcia, maybe you will too, is that spirulina never competes with another organism to grow. It's a food without a competitive vibration. And there are other blue-green algae, like Klamath blue-green algae, as an example, that actually competes with other things in its environment. And it not just competes with it, but it actually will emit neurotoxins to try to kill it off. And so I think, again, that's important vibration to put in our body, to not be competitive, to really know and understand that if we're in a competition, then that takes us away from who we are because we're comparing ourselves to someone else. So I just think the vibration is really important, and that's something that a good spirulina, putting it in your body on a daily basis, doesn't just do things on a physical level, but really on many, many levels. So back to you, Lance or Marcia.
Well, we're talking mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, the whole category. And I know that when we first started using spirulina years ago, one of the things that I noticed, one of many, was the way that one begins to feel inwardly when they are using it regularly. And, of course, I remember my first experience. I had met Brenda McCune, and it was because of Brenda that I found out about Light Force. And when I started to use it, or eat it, I should say, you know, I noticed wonderful, wonderful things happening. And then at the same time, there was one particular thing, and I talked to Brenda about it, and I said, you know, do you find that this, and I'm not mentioning it as yet, but do you find that, that people have this going on sometime when they begin to eat something like spirulina? And she kind of chuckled, and she explained to me that what would be good to do for me at that time was to increase my water intake. So I did increase my water intake, which I really needed to anyway. And the more that I did that, and as I continued to use the spirulina, I began to see a particular issue clear up, and everything was on fast forward after that. So, you know, it's a cleansing. It's a nourishing, a cleansing energy. Once you can get past, if you do notice any particular things, you just keep it up, and you come out on the other end thriving. So, Lance, you can go ahead. And, you know, I did want to say, too, we're going to go over a little bit longer than what I had thought, that I have to keep it within the scope of what Blog Talk has. But we're going to go on a little bit further than I had planned. So, Lance, you want to go ahead?
Sure. I wasn't expecting. I thought we were ending. So, but that's great. You know, coming back to this whole thing about the combination of the business model and the amazing product and technologies that we have. And by the way, we're working on several other products that will incorporate super high quality nutrients with the quantum infusion right now. And one of them is already launched, called Intrinity Plus. It's an EMF protection device that uses quantum infusion to not shield the EMF, but to actually transform your body's relationship with it, giving your energetic body a boost so that you're not as negatively impacted by it. And we also have independent scientific studies showing that it works.
That's real important right now. Excuse me for interrupting.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that because of what's happening, while it has been for a good while, but with what is in front of us right now, with things like 5G, et cetera. Listeners, I want you to pay close attention to what Lance is saying. Go ahead, Lance.
So the thing about it is there are a lot of things out on the market that are designed to block the 5G. And, you know, you put one on your computer and you put one on your phone or you put a sleeve around your phone. Or some people have even gone to an extreme of, you know, making their whole house or a room in their house an EMF-free zone. There's nothing wrong with that inherently. But the problem is, that you don't just live in one room, or at least most of us don't. Or maybe we do these days. But anyway, normally, you know, the minute you leave your home, all of a sudden, you know, you're assaulted with other people's devices. You've got smart meters. You've got Wi-Fi all over the place. And now with 5G, oh my gosh, I hate to even say those words, but we're getting inundated by that, taking it to another level. So we need, obviously, what we really need is to not have all this stuff. But short of that, we can at least take some steps here to protect ourselves. So our approach is to, rather than shield, is to transform the relationship. And if you think about what phycocyanin does and pigments in general, like one of the things we've noticed is, and we've seen this over and over and over again over the last, 35 plus years, is people who put enough pigment in their body, and spirulina is the best way to do that, especially like the bioluminous spirulina, is that your relationship with the sun changes. It's now documented that humans can do photosynthesis. This is brand new science that was not understood even just a few years ago. It's through the mitochondria. You can look this up on the internet, but the point is that when you have these pigments in your body, your relationship to sunlight changes such that we have people, many people, who have very, very fair skin. You know, the kind of people that have freckles and they go out in the sun and 10 minutes later they've got a burn and they have to really protect themselves all the time. But we have a lot of customers who use Biolumina on a regular basis, enough of a dose to really saturate their body with pigments. All of a sudden, they don't need protection. So when we go back to the Intrinity Plus, what we're really talking about is transforming your relationship with that so that for me, I'm not a super sensitive EMF person. Like some people are debilitated by it. I just notice if I'm sitting in front of my computer for too long, I start getting like foggy brained and that kind of thing with the Intrinity. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing the Intrinity, which is a piece of wearable, functional jewelry, beautiful, sacred geometry jewelry, solid sterling silver, each one handmade by our artist, who gets up at 3:33 every morning to start making them, by the way. And they are each one handmade by him. Then we quantum infuse them. And when you wear it, you change that relationship. So I can be in front of my computer for long periods of time and still feel great. Now I tell people, look, this is not a license to be stupid. Don't buy one of these things and then sleep with your cell phone next to your head. You know, I mean, you still want to take precautions because, you know, this is a new science. We're still learning. Yes, we've proven many things with it, but you know, there's more research to be done. So, you know, be smart, protect yourself in any way that you can. And this is one of the best things you can do because it's simple. All you have to do is wear it. You don't have to worry about you don't have to buy 12 of them, you know, one for each device. You
Lance,
just put it
Lance
on your body.
And March. Lance
yes,
and Marcia, I just want to add one other thing to that, which is that people also have very good results with using Biolumina even before they buy Intrinity Plus. And here's the reason. EMF, when we're exposed to EMF, it actually causes our bodies to retain heavy metals. And so one of the things that spirulina does is it cleanses the body of heavy metals. And so another important reason to have that and have it on a daily basis. And like Lance said, the Intrinity Plus, we have people that are so EMF sensitive, they've had to move out in the country, make sure they don't have neighbors that even have Wi-Fi close by, who have wonderful experiences, are now able to travel again, to fly on a plane, to do things that they haven't been able to do for a number of years. So,
well,
Lance,
the sensitive people, I feel, you know, let me put it this way. For those of us who may tolerate things a little bit more than others, I often have wondered who's really the better off.
Exactly.
You know, exactly right. You know, it's like because they're being warned ahead of time that, hey, you know, there's something going on here that may not be the best, but we can withstand it more. I'm not saying that it causes us more harm because we can withstand it more, but, you know, it's just something I wanted to bring up, you know.
It's a really good point, Marcia. And, you know, the science says that even people who can, quote, unquote, withstand it more are still getting affected. So,
yeah.
You know,
yes,
I think it's
absolutely
a good idea to protect yourself no matter what.
Absolutely.
We're in
and
strange times right now.
We're very strange times. And listeners, I do want to mention a website that you can go to that will enable you to see this information that we're all talking about today. And, of course, it's newphoenixrising.com/ and then simply all together put healthy REF. So basically you have www.newphoenixrising.com/HEALTHYREF, standing for healthy ref. It's actually short for healthy referral. So again, newphoenixrising.com/healthyREF. And the phone number that you can use to call is 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. And as we're coming close to the end here, I would love for you both, taking turns, however you want to do it, to simply summarize what you would like to leave the listeners with. Yes, they've gained a lot of knowledge today, and that's super. But sort of like just bringing it together here toward the end.
Well, I'll jump in first and just say that I really hope that everyone listening can feel inspired from what we've shared. And if this isn't your inspiration, that you find what is and that you really do it. And I'm also just feeling like whatever support you can give to each other, that's really important right now. And we're here to support. Marcia and Tom are wonderful supporters. And let's birth this new consciousness that's trying to come through.
It certainly is coming through. Go ahead, Lance.
Well, I'll just say that, you know, we've just really, really scratched the surface here. And maybe we'll do another show that's more in depth.
Yes.
But I want to encourage everybody to just know that there are steps you can take to make your life better, no matter where you are in your cycle right now. And it's really important because it's not just for you. Maybe you've been around for a long time, like Linda and I. We're not exactly youngsters anymore, but we realize that everything we're doing right now is for the younger generation, and that's why we're so blessed and fortunate to have Christopher Hills V working in our office right now. And I know that his energy is so in alignment with his grandfather's. And so when we bring these younger generation and older people together, that's where the real effectiveness can happen. And so remember that if you're an older person, that what you do right now can be something that benefits generations to come. And I know there's older people here. In fact, one of them you know is Eliyahu Goodman, who's on the phone and said to tell you hi, Marcia, and listening in. In the background, another person who's been around for a while with Light Force. But I just really want to encourage people to stay in touch, you know, check out the links, read the information, try the products if it makes sense to you. It's just, you know, we feel so strongly about the Bioluminate, we guarantee it. You can order a jar, eat the whole thing, and get a refund if you didn't like it. You just risk the shipping. So, I think
we will continue in more depth. We'll set up some additional dates so that we can do that. How's that sound?
It sounds wonderful.
Okay,
sounds great.
All right. Well,
thank you
so much for having us.
You know, we love you guys so much. It's just, you know, I'm looking forward to everybody getting together physically again. So that's going to happen sometime soon.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Thank you so much, and we'll talk very soon.
Big love to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. And listeners, you can call 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And again, the website is www.newphoenix, that's PHOENIX, rising.com/healthy. REF. And we look forward to hearing from you and answering all of your questions. Lots of love to everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.